every radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
I made it sound like I was like in the studio talking to people. I was like,
Let's work.
Sometimes I think I'm just too humble. I don't wanna shit on all these dudes, it's not my style. Yaya told me just remember, the world's your oyster if you got the drive. Want a 5-car garage, wifey from the Bronx, and a squad who gon' pull up like my last name Minaj. I don't wanna be scared of the dark no more, running marathons from all my thoughts no more.
If you
don't like the world, gon' make past me, sticking to your guns and your day ones.
You'll be
closer to that shit than you were last week. They wanna eat my heart out. I'll have my heart and eat it too, and try to leave enough for two.
Oh my God.
Danger.
now tuned in to Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and for the next hour, you coming with me. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh. What's crazy? It's Tuesday, November 9th. And for some reason, I just, you know when those days when everything is going smooth and everything feels like you can't miss. Today's not one of those days. However, just powering through, doing what I got to do anyways. You know what I mean? Fortunately for me, one thing I love about coming to CITR, coming to the studio up here, is one, I get to see my friends. Crimes and Treasons every Tuesday, 8 to 10, the hottest hip-hop show this side of the 49th parallel. If you don't know what that is, that's the demarcation line for Canada and the United States. I learned that from reading a great book called Go Do Something Great, or Go Do Some Great Thing, about BC's black pioneers. If you are interested in history, you should check it out. It is an interesting book. You might learn a lot. But anyways, welcome. If you never listened to the show, you're in for a treat. And if this is something that you come and listen to every week, welcome back. You know what we like to do here. We like to talk here and just inform you as you're going through the week, as you go through the week. You know, maybe you want to spark up some interesting conversations as the world opens back up and you want to feel cool, you want to feel informed. Honestly, this is the place for you to come. And it's just like getting information from your friend on the couch. Maybe that friend that talks too much, but, you know, you're like, hey, I should probably listen to him anyways because he's got sometimes – got some interesting things to say. Sometimes he doesn't have anything interesting to say, but he brings on interesting guests. We haven't had a guest in a while, but we will have one today. One of my friends, a anthropologist who learns and talks to people from all over the world. So we'll have her in here later this weekend. Also doing an interview with another friend who has... Listen, all of my friends, I feel like I am blessed to not only be in the company of people who are curious about other people, have interesting jobs, and they just live life in their own ways. And so, you know, I benefit from that greatly just by having conversations and talking with people and just getting understanding and then bringing those perspectives to you. Anyways, but we like to do here on Off the Beaten Path, what we do is we talk about what's going on here in Vancouver, in the Lower Mainland, in BC, in Canada, in the world. And I'd like to bring those stories to you because, listen, sometimes the shit that's happening in the world is funny. Sometimes the shit that's happening in the world is fucked up. And you got to learn how to navigate, laugh, cry, empathize, and, you know, be sympathetic for all of the types of people and all the types of stories that are going on around in the world. Listen, if you have a story and you're like, you know what, I think this would be the type of story Issa would love. And if you've never listened to the show, the type of stories that I love, one, are about people scamming big companies, because I think that the little guy, us, the workers, the plebs, you know, we need apparatuses and power. We need to, you know, we need to find hope in people fighting back, which I have a few stories about that today, just a few interesting stories, people we should be supporting. And I love hearing about animals fighting back against the world, you know, taking back their rightful space as the creatures, you know, who helped this world go around, the ones who could do without us. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happened in the weather yesterday, because that was something that we didn't predict. And then also, I just got a lot of stories about, you know, from around here from BC. And if you're one of those people who shared your pet yesterday, you might want to listen because you should be worried when we get back.
It was Goyard totes and Carhartt tees and art talk, the Coldplay carpet round my feet. The Dolce scarf is round my face, forgot my mask. Fuck! Fuck up a Marine, leaving the tri-state. I'm on a trip, shawty don't trip. She know I come on with my plate. Smoke out the zip, joint on my lip. I'm off an eighth of the truffle. Wait in the duffel, losing come right back like we played in the bubble. Tear shit down, playing the rubble. True shit, we ain't saying it's subtle. Niggas is leeches, niggas is weeds, dog. Life ain't a beach, this shit is a seesaw. Shit is a creature, still slaves, it's a secret. Still want the white man to tell you you can stick. Just rubbing shoulders with the demons, niggas is tweaking. Oh, hell nah, here go another young nigga making trouble. Yeah, young nigga making trouble. Wait, young nigga making trouble. Got paid night, eating in a chef kitchen, he don't want the truffle. Trees funky than a truffle. Think they want me in a muzzle. Hell nah, here's another nigga think he see it like a Hubble. This nigga speaking his mind, ay, this nigga shit ain't like mine. Hell nah, here go another young nigga making trouble. Young nigga making trouble, wait, young nigga making trouble. Young nigga making double that money you taxed on in, triple the principal. I need patience because I know that I'm gonna get the whole thing. Gotta get it in interviews, got the bases loaded. I'm trying to make it a soul train line, ride it to home play, talk shit in the interview. Then I put back on my Dolce scarf, say too much in the finish. I am not stupid, I ain't no goofy. Know what the truth is, some shit just truthy. Too many movies, niggas be thinking it's real life till it's real life. Then they living it foolishly. This shit is merely a still life, but ill life. Now we reading the eulogy. Oh, hell nah. I can't go for the stain, no, my nigga. I can't control the gang, nope, my niggas. All think different, ain't the same. See, I figured if I wanna stay sharp-minded, gotta keep me some sharp niggas. And watch out for sharp niggas. No weapon form, not even that stark nigga. I'm chasing the dark liquor with clear water. It break it apart quicker. I'm breaking the blunt down, put the gun down. Now we smoking some raw niggas. Here go another young nigga making trouble. Yeah, young nigga making trouble. Wait, young nigga making trouble. Got paid night, eating in a chef kitchen. He don't want the truffle. Trees funky than a truffle. Think they want me in a muzzle. Oh, hell nah. Here's another nigga think he see it like a Hubble. Ay, this nigga speaking his mind. Ay, this nigga shit ain't like mine. Oh, hell nah. Here go another young nigga making trouble. Ay, young nigga making trouble. Wait, young nigga making trouble.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's only radio station worth listening to. I'm your host, Issa Arian. And like I said before, Crimes and Treasons 8 to 10. You got Malik, DJ Relly Rails, Jamal Steeles, myself, Homeboy Jules, Horsepower. Hey, listen, the whole team. Listen, we have endless, endless alumni all around the city of Crimes and Treasons. And now, you got me on the air from 10 to 11 every Tuesday. So, like I said, it is, you know, that's what we do here. So, every week, you know, we talk about the weather. We talk about, you know, what are some of the things you can plan on doing, you know, during the week. And this week, who would have expected that there was a tornado on Tuesday. I mean, on Monday, a tornado on Monday. So, what was that about? Honestly, this week, it's not looking much better. Highs of 9. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. My friend just got here. She's acting an ass. What happened? What are we talking about? Anyways, this week, this weather, crazy. it's going to be raining. Surprise, surprise. For the next 14 days. Honestly, I don't know if it has rained. I feel like every winter for me, especially once it hits daylight savings time, I'm like, okay, it's just going to rain from now until April. But then you get some sunny days. Like, I felt like when I say sunny days, like, it doesn't even have to be sunny outside for me to consider it a sunny day anymore, because, like, that's how low the bar can be here for me sometimes, you know, during the winter months. But so if you guys don't know, I mean, I might have talked about this a little bit earlier, but I coach Little League football, and on Sunday, honestly, I wasn't gonna talk about this, because I'm like, sometimes I don't like talking about my personal life. I don't think that, you know, sometimes it's appropriate, even though this is just me and you. We're friends, you know, like that. So I don't know what, you know. Anyway, you know, it's hard to just break the fourth wall sometimes. Anyways, this Sunday, I felt really bad. So, you know, I would say I felt bad. It was a great day. So I coached Little League football. We had semifinals. If you were there, this is more exciting than anything the CBC writes about. It was a great day. If you're listening from New West, and if you are like, oh, I remember that game, you know what? You guys lost. And sorry, just going up and down about how just amazing day was. We won the semifinals. It was amazing for these 12 and 13-year-olds to coach. It was like one of those moments that, you know, hopefully – you know, it's not like a highlight, but it's like, oh, that was a very fond memory. I would never want a football athletic highlight to be the highlight of any kid that I coach, you know, even year, you know, like that. I don't think sports are that important, but I may have introduced them to the narcotic that is football, because sometimes I feel like an addict. You know, when it comes to football, it's like I can't get away from it. I don't know if it's just me being American or like my proximity to the game. But like I try to wean myself off, and then there's these moments that just bring me back. And so I feel like I just gave my kids like their first dose, like their first hit of that like football feel good. You know what I mean? And the problem is those things don't come. They don't come like you. That's the one. Like it only comes one time. And so it happened on Sunday. And so if you're listening to the show and you have experienced that, maybe me and you, whoever is listening, you know, we can set up some type of helpline, because I honestly would like to heal people of that football narcotic, even though I am like a dope dealer of football. It's kind of a backwards relationship, but we'll figure it out. Anyways, on to some more interesting news, because this week, there's so much funny stuff has happened in the news. I felt like last week, so if you listened to the radio show last week, so it was so much sad news, so many weird things that happened. And it was like just a lot of violence, a lot of car crashes, a few stabbings here in BC. And so I feel like that this has been like a course correction. You know, maybe the CBC was like, maybe we should report on some real shit that's happening. One of those things that's happened, I don't know if you are on social media or not, if you're listening, but you might have seen people post their pets. And there was some mystery group that said, we will plant one tree for every pet picture we get. Now, whenever I see these types of things, I immediately, like, I don't know if it's like my, you know, digital nativeness, or if it's more me just not being, I feel like I'm pretty smug with my intelligence sometimes. I can be like, oh, look at these people sharing this shit about their pet. You know, and because I just find the internet to be such a hopeless and sad place that any type of like optimism about life that you get from it has to be met with some skepticism. So when I see people sharing their pets, the first thing I think about is, oh shit, someone's going to use this information to guess the password. Because I'm like, the next question is like, what would your names be if you took your mother's maiden name? You know what I mean? Like that, like those are the types of questions that are then used to guess people's passwords. And so, obviously, the first page on the CBC, which is like some actual hard hitting news rather than looking at parking tickets, was they were like, damn, who is behind this tree planting thing? And clearly it was a scam. I don't know if it was a scam that they were trying to get your password, but they're definitely not planting 4 million trees. And so it's like an intersection of like two things that I think are dangerous on the internet. You know, sharing your passwords and like sharing like this type of personal information that people would normally just kind of have to guess or know you so that they can't guess your password. And then also people doing the bare fucking minimum. It's like post a picture so that you can plant a tree. And it's like people want to save the world if they can do it from wherever they're sitting at that very moment. Like, people are so lazy. I feel like, you know, part of my job is talking to people and, like, listening to them and trying to understand their motivations and desires about lots of things. And a lot of what you hear about is that people are just out here doing the bare minimum, mostly because of the type of system that we live in. There's really no benefit to going above and beyond. It's kind of sad, but, you know. Hopefully somebody will take up the mantle and plant some of these trees. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about a man who I idolize. He sounds like a great individual, and we'll be looking for him. Looking for his wisdom.
Place like home, ain't no feeling like love, ain't no team like mine, ain't no niggas like us, and ain't nobody but you know anything about us, but baby let it do what it does, let them all do what it does, ain't no place like home, ain't no feeling like love, ain't no team like mine, ain't no niggas like us, and ain't nobody but you know anything about us. Baby, let it do what it does. And let them all do what it does.
What you talking about? Ain't nothing like a crowd all screaming when you walking out. Nah. All is whatever you talking about. Front row, back row, rocking out. Ain't no feeling like having keys on deck when they feeling like they locked you out. Like, nigga, what you talking about? What? Lucky my team don't stomp you out. Home team, I got my jersey on. 3-5 players since early on. Certain bitches ain't what they heard we on. Ain't no feeling like curving, y'all. No ting like your main ting. No love like your first one. No love like your last one. Unless your last one was your first one. Ain't no place like your house. Fresh off toe hits your house. Fuck two rounds, get smoked out. Trying to get food and we both down. Ain't no food like my mama's. Sister make a damn good cheesecake. Big bro whip with that cheesesteak. Ain't nothing like seeing the fam eat great. Ay, it's a hustle thing each day. I don't care if it sound cliche. Nothing feel good like fucking that bag up. Knowing you could get it right back in that weekday. Nothing like squad nights. If you had an idea what my squad like. Take a look at my squad life. And keep burning this song like all night. And sing along like.
Ain't no place like home. Ain't no feeling like love. Ain't no team like mine. Ain't no niggas like us. And ain't nobody but you know anything about us. But baby, let it do what it does. Let them all do what it does. Ain't no place like home. Ain't no feeling like love. Ain't no team like mine. And ain't no niggas like us. And ain't nobody but you know anything about us.
Yeah.
Baby, let it do what it does.
Yeah.
Let them all do what it does.
Let them all do what they does. Let them all move how they move. We don't gotta worry about nothing if it ain't about us. We just gonna do what we do. What we've been doing for days. If you could see it, would look like a movie to you. Bet the biopic be lit as ever if the universe would let me prove it to you. Ain't no place like home court when it's game time. Home cook when you hungry. Your homeboy to throw down with you and go down with you and shit ugly. Ain't no days like those days. Things ain't always your way. Sometimes the new you too used to making moves your old way. Ain't no life like your life. Don't mind this, mind your life. They'll never know what yours like. Don't look back, use foresight. My eyes stay on trophies. More winning than more life. More heads in the spot, get more hype. More long, hot days, more war nights. Hey, team real, go to war types. But we ain't trying to destroy, so I'm just trying to build with the shooters, no Fortnite.
Wow.
Gotta hold down the fort, there's nothing like family. Whatever you consider fam to be. Everywhere I go, you see the fam with me. Yeah, that's fam to me. Sing along.
Ain't no place like home. Ain't no feeling like love. Ain't no team like mine. Ain't no niggas like us. And ain't nobody but you know anything about us.
baby, let it do what it does. Let them all do what they does. Ain't no place like home. Ain't no feeling like love. Ain't no team like mine. And ain't no niggas like us. And ain't nobody but you know anything about us. So baby, let it do what it does. And let them all do what they does.
You're back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR. We do this every Tuesday. And so, you know, like we talked about here, you know, we talk, what's going on here in BC? Housing, homelessness, drugs. And so one of those things that comes up a lot is landlords and how most landlords are scumbags. Listen, if you're a landlord listening to this, you can call in and tell me 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, about why you are not a scumbag, or just like why you think landlords in general are not scumbag. Because maybe you as an individual are a nice landlord. You know, you have, you know, you provide decent rents, you know, for your you know, for your tenants, and you are attentive and you take care of your suite and you don't paint over mold and you don't lie and you don't steal from your tenants and you don't raise rent arbitrarily, even though your mortgage hasn't gone up in 30 years, or even though your mortgage is paid off and you're just squeezing every dime that you can get out of your tenants. Maybe that's not you. And then maybe you can tell me about some organization that you belong to as like a group of landlords where you guys have decided to be equitable and, you know, ethical. But, you know, me and my friends, I got a lot of friends who rent and oftentimes dealing with shitty landlords. Anyways, another shitty landlord. So there's a story in the CBC because sometimes they talk about things that matter. So if you're listening to the show and you're a renter, this is probably something that you want to be mindful of. So there is a real estate company called Plan A Real Estate Services who has been accused of pulling a bait and switch on with apartments. So they show apartments with different pictures and then they rent these apartments. And then when the people show up, typically students, they are not what they had paid for. And so this happened to an individual and her son and his roommates. They moved in, and you can look at the pictures on the computer. It's barely the same apartment, But the tenant, the landlord says that they haven't broken any rules because they have what is called a furnished travel accommodation tenancy agreement rather than a lease. So like it's crazy about how all these loopholes there are for these landlords to be out here giving people the shaft. And the man says, in all material aspects, the apartment was exactly the same. Now, like, when you have to start going into some bullshit, like, in all material aspects, it's actually the same. Listen, you already know you're a liar and a scammer. And I feel like, people used to settle these types of things a little bit differently. But like now, you have to go through these lengthy battles and you have to go to court. You just move out, you know, take your cash. But now, you know, they got all the information. They're just going to try to wax you and ruin your credit, ruin your life just because landlords, they have that type of power. No phone calls. So I just assume that either everyone listening to this radio show is just poor as me, or landlords are scared to call up. Listen, honestly, I've asked lots of people to come and talk on the radio about some of the things that I believe, because there's things that I believe very strongly. And I don't know, people don't want it. Anyways, there is a, I know we talked about this last week. I talked about this last week where I said, you know, I'm tired of looking at COVID-19 deniers and, you know, anti-vaxxers, and when they die, laughing about it. I just think it's more sad. So, like, another dude from BC, Mac Parhar, who was a COVID-19 denier and talked about, you know, his flat earth conspiracies and led protests here at the art gallery. There's a few pictures of him speaking at the art gallery, a few pictures of him speaking around town. People follow this man. And he died of COVID-19 two days ago. And it's like, hey, guys, the pandemic still real, and pandemic was never not real, and while I understand some people's hesitancy, and I don't take any joy in people dying unless they're killed by animals, but, you know, like by like this preventable, I would say preventable, but like this infectious disease, that there are alternatives to like to not dying from it. You know, it's like, it's just like sad that this person has like led other people to be more suspicious and more create an increased lack of decreased trust. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? There's more or less trust in the system. I hope that he and his family found some peace in those final moments. But, if that was somebody you looked up to and you listened to this radio show, I don't know if those two things go together. But I hope you can find some peace as well soon. Moving on. So one thing I did think was interesting. So like, while I'm not going to, I'm not going to laugh or talk about somebody's death. I don't think it's right. It's not tasteful, you know. However, the Pfizer CEO says they want to create a criminal offense to people who spread vaccine misinformation. And I think I'm like, that might be a bridge too far, because the Pfizer CEO telling people that they're criminals for spreading misinformation. Like, I'm not a COVID, if you've listened to the show before, you know that I'm pro-vaccine. But once the Pfizer CEO starts getting on here saying people should be called criminals so he can fatten his pockets up, that might just be a little bit too far. Because he says those people are criminals. They're not bad people. They're criminals. They've cost literally millions of lives. And I wonder how many lives has Pfizer cost people. You know, just in the fact that they've outpriced their medicine so that people can't afford it, and you just die because you're poor, not die because you can't get a vaccine. Anyways, I don't really feel like those people should be talking about any of that type of shit. But I also think you should get the vaccine. See, so, like, they don't make it easy for you. Like, I'm not rooting for those same people. Like, I'm not rooting for the Pfizer CEO, but I'm also not rooting on the anti-vaxxers. They make it very difficult. I don't know if they know what they're doing, you know? Lots of slippery slopes out there. But when we get back, I'm going to introduce you to my friend Eve, a renowned anthropologist who's got so many insights to share with you all about life. Do you have a preview? Oh, no preview? Oh, don't get shy now. We'll be right back after this musical break.
Narcotics king, big time racketeer, back in full force.
It could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future. Those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Come inside. mentally and physically. Baby, take me to another mansion. Give me all your love and affection. You fuck me, then you make love.
You're back on the air with Off the Beaten Path here at 101.9 CITR. Listen, there's no other place that you should be on Tuesday night besides here with us. And so I have a special guest here, Eve. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hello, dear listeners.
Oh, yeah, all three people listening to the show. Hey, listen, you know what? I love each and every one of you.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, my mom is sleeping.
Oh, yeah, my mom is asleep.
It's late. So, our next story, Eve might know this individual because they're from KZU. And if you don't know what KZU is, it's a small town in the great state of Michigan.
Small but mighty.
See, Eve's familiar. Anyways, so there's a man from Michigan who was accused of wire fraud. But this is the wire fraud that we at Off the Beaten Path, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say all the members on Crimes and Treasons. This is the type of shit that we believe in. So a man in Michigan was accused of renting thousands of textbooks from Amazon and then selling them, a U.S. attorney says. A man is facing federal charges related to wire fraud and some other types of, mail fraud, wire fraud, interstate transportation of stolen property, aggravated identity theft, and making false statements to the FBI.
Wow.
I mean, listen, they are trying to set this man up for a victimless crime. Hey, listen, they don't have his name in here, but the 36-year-old man from Portage. Are you familiar with Portage?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about Portage? Like, what?
No.
What's? Can you tell me about it?
It's like, got a sign on the freeway. That's about it.
Okay, so it's like a small.
Yeah. You don't go to Portage unless you have a reason to be in Portage.
Oh, like to get gas?
Yeah.
Okay. And so.
Well, okay, hold on. So what is wire fraud?
Wire fraud is just, you just scam. That means you just scammed
somebody,
some company.
But it's Amazon, so yeah. Does it count?
No, it doesn't count. Honestly, I feel like if you scam an Amazon, they should give you money. So apparently it was like $1.5 million over 5 years from January 2016 to March 2021. What he was doing was he was renting books. Listen, anybody who's been to college or been to university or community college or trade school or any type of schooling where you had to buy your own books, 100%, that shit is a scam. Textbook industry is a scam. They change like three words in the textbook and then it just changes the pages ever so slightly that makes it so that you can't just like directly take last year's book and then even though it's the exact same shit in the same book. Like, they've been teaching the same stuff for 50 years.
Sorry, and, asshole. It's now the fourth edition.
Yeah, now it's the fourth edition, so you have to buy another one. So anyways, this man was renting textbooks from Amazon and then selling them, which I think is...
I think he's a modern-day Robin Hood.
Yeah, well, I think he's an entrepreneur. It's like, that's what Jeff Bezos...
Selling? He's not giving them away.
That's Jeff Bezos. That's what Jeff Bezos, like, would do.
I mean, in my heart, I wish he were pirating that shit and distributing it to the masses. But a man's got to eat at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, so he's facing 20 years for each of the mail and wire fraud offenses. So he's a maximum of 10 years. Anyways, just for stealing from Amazon, a victimless crime. A victimless crime says, they say, we're grateful for the United States Attorney's Office for the Western District of Michigan. Anyways, if you I feel like in the past year and a half, we've seen, you know, lots of overstepping, you know, by the police, like where they have too much money. And I feel like this, listen, if they have, this is not worth investigating. One, because this person actually just is an innovator in a way that he exposed Amazon to a loophole that they had. And they closed that. So, like, they were probably losing millions and millions of dollars that they never knew. And so they just chose this one individual to figure it out. And Amazon makes over $30 billion in profit a year. They could lose $1.5 million over five. I say, when they name this man, I'm not going to donate to his GoFundMe, but I will share it on Instagram or do the least. I'll change the world from wherever I'm sitting at that very moment. I think, like, that is the slogan for my generation. We'll change the world if we can do it from wherever we're sitting. But fortunately for the next generation, I know we talked about this last week, here on Off the Beam Path, we talk about things from week to week, and there's often a common theme, and, you know, and it goes in waves. And so one of the things is that we are often counting on young people to save the world. And, you know, while we once were young, me and you we're not young anymore, you know? So one, we have to come to that understanding. We're not the people who are expected to save the world anymore.
Which is a relief.
It's honestly a relief, because
we get to pass that anxiety on to the next generation.
It was a lot of pressure.
And, I mean, just a collective, I don't know. It's just a hopeless thing that we need to pawn off onto the people who we feel are younger and have more energy and will, figure out ways to technologize a path out of our problems, like the, you know, Gretas of the world, when really... It might just be a time for us to call it as humanity.
Yeah, I feel like we are like one of those games. We're up by a few hundred points. We probably should just leave. Probably should just go home. But you know, so there's a story I was going to talk about in Ontario about a woman who's who grew up in this neighborhood, and now her daughter is growing up in this neighborhood. And she talks about how she's experiencing the same racism that she did 30 years later. And while I'm obviously very sympathetic and empathetic for that little girl who's going through that, like, there's notes that's being put in her backpack that would tell her to kill herself. And, just honestly some crazy shit for a 13-year-old. And, like...
Kids are so fucking ruthless,
too. Yeah, and so I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. But I'm also like, you experienced racism in the same town, and then... why don't you just move? Because I'm like, I am like very one of those things where I'm just like, go where you are celebrated, not tolerated, you know? But so like, I look at those young people and I'm like, wow, young people are just as fucked up as we are. Good luck. But then I also, read stories where I'm like, wow, there's lots of things that are popularized on TikTok that have real effects in the real world. So there was a missing teenage girl from North Carolina who was rescued by authorities after she used a hand signal, the hand signal for domestic abuse that she learned from TikTok. So she was had been kidnapped on, and been reported missing on last week, Tuesday, November 2nd. And 2 days later, on the interstate, someone noticed the 16-year-old girl making the gesture in the car, doing, you put your thumb in your hand and then you put your fingers over your thumb and you do that, and that means help, apparently. And so I learned that from TikTok and then reported that to authorities. Obviously, the police didn't know what that meant, which is crazy because, like, somebody driving on the car saw that girl and was like, wow, that girl's in trouble. I'm going to call the police. And if the police had seen her first, they wouldn't have known what the fuck Jesus was going Christ. On, which is really sad, which is like one of those things where it's like, do we need the police? Probably not. What we need is more.
we need more TikTok here.
Yeah, we need more regular people. You know, people who can save the world from sitting wherever they're sitting at. Like, that person just happened to be sitting in their car and helped save this young girl's world. Wow. You know, like that.
Beautiful
so,
story.
Yeah. So, but anyways, yeah, because the police were like, oh, they had no idea what that meant. And it's amazing that a stranger, random person, did know what that meant and was able to notify the authorities. They pulled over 61-year-old James Herbert Brick, who had abducted the teen and took her to Ohio before returning to North Carolina.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, anyways, some things you can learn from the internet. I feel like this show is, like, we talk about off being pathless and we go around in circles. And sometimes, you know, it's like, yeah, don't post your pet on the internet because you're probably going to get your information stolen. Your information being your pet's name and then probably somewhere down the line, your password. But also, some things you can learn from the internet that could potentially not just save your life, but, like, you have to be on kind of TikTok to have seen that that was even a thing so that you could call the police. It's just so many things had to go right, and I'm glad that girl was saved because that shit is amazing. So, like I said, some of these things are in here ridiculous. So, like, you know, as I go through the week, I look at the stories and I'm just like, wow, what are we going to talk about today? There was a woman who, in BC, was on TikTok and she let a bear come and lick her hand.
Amazing. Well,
I don't know if she let the bear, but the bear licked her hand while she was on TikTok. And I don't know if that's like, if you are so engaged into your social media that a bear can creep up on you, you should probably think twice. But also, I was just hoping that it was like, when I read the story, I was like, I mean, I'm surprised the bear didn't eat her, but, you know.
I mean, it was probably like a really good post, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably a few really good posts. She probably was lost in the sauce, but, you know, that they say, Gucci Man, a famous philosopher, said, don't get lost in the sauce, because if you get lost in sauce, then you lost. That's a wise man. I can't argue with that. Can't argue with that. But I can argue with this. I don't know who to root for in this instance, because on one hand, I'm pro animal. On second hand, I'm pro penis. Like, I'm pro penis in the sense that, like,
I have
a penis and I'd like to keep it as long as possible. And this 47-year-old Dutch man is suffering from a rotting penis.
Oh,
after
my
a
God.
Cobra bit his genitals while he sat on the toilet during a safari trip in South Africa.
What?
Now,
okay.
There's a New York Post that has extremely graphic photos. Click here.
Can I see?
Which, hell no.
What?
Not on my computer. Are you kidding me? No. No.
You're not looking at it
no.
right now.
No, I'm not. I'm reading the words. it says the man suffered from scrotal necrosis after he was bitten by the cobra. The first ever case. Wow. Great job. I couldn't even imagine.
You have to amputate at that point.
Yeah. I mean, is amputating, I feel like.
You have to cauterize the wound.
Yeah. I, I'm, I don't. this is like one of those things where it's like, I'm glad that the picture's done, not just popped up, but also it's like, I feel like if you are on, are you looking it up?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's disgusting. I feel like if you are on like a safari, or you, maybe you are going to, maybe you're going to the Amazon, you know, or you, especially like, I don't say like, especially if you are white, because like those, I feel like I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual, right? And so like, I feel like there's some places in the world that are just like, you know, that are just infused with this spirit of, we got to get you back, you know, like that. And so if you're Dutch and you're in South Africa, listen, I don't know about you, but I do know about the history of the Dutch in South Africa, and it's pretty violent. So like, I could 100% see like this cobra being like, got to get you back, you know, like
this cobra delivering swift justice.
I don't know if it's swift. I mean,
I'm sure the first part was swift.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm saying, but the, you know, the apartheid ended in 1994 and it's 2001. So it's.
Oh, I'm saying the bite.
Oh, yeah. The bite, definitely quick.
I can't find photos of it.
This cobra seems to still be alive. They don't even talk about the cobra being dead. The cobra must have got away.
I mean, the cobra
good
is.
Good for that cobra.
A hero.
The cobra is cobra-ing. So, but. You know, sometimes the shit sucks. When we get back, I got a story for you. And it's going to make you question like whether you'd want to go to space or not. And I'm sure if you're listening, the answer is probably yes, because this place is garbage. When we get back. My computer's taking a long time. So, like, normally I say that, boom, we're writing the music. Now I'm like waiting.
It's all right. They get to listen to your dulcet tones.
Waiting. Yeah. It's like I like to have these things kind of set up, but, you know, sometimes.
Sometimes you got to roll with it.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to roll with it. We'll be right back.
Truth be told, I could do it lies. Who am I? I want new and alls on the day I die. I cannot decide, it's okay outside. I need me a lot in the way of right away. Don't be switching sides with the same old signs. I don't play. My new shorty dime, I prefer the fines. I don't pay. Said I'm waiting for a brighter day. On the lay, on an inning, go to run my die today. What a day.
I could do it lies, who am I? I went new and all's on the day I die. I cannot decide, it's okay outside. I need me a light in the way of right away. Don't be switching sides with the same old signs. I don't play. My new shoddy dime, I prefer the fines. I don't play. Hey. Still I'm waiting for a brighter day.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. The research team here at Off the Beaten Path has confirmed that the individual has made a full recovery. Oh, I don't know about full recovery, but he has sensation back in his penis. And so there's good luck for you if you go on one of these safaris, you know, like that, and you this happens to happen to you. Anyways, so every few months, these stories come up about Arby's, And I just kind of wonder, like, who the fuck is eating at Arby's? And so Arby's and a Minneapolis distillery, Tattersall, are teaming up on making a fry-flavored vodka. And I just have to assume that, like, Arby's can only exist in America. Like, I don't think that Arby's, one, I don't think that the quality of food that they serve would be allowed to be served in any other country. And two, Arby's tastes like shit. If you listen, like, that's something that, like, I'm actually willing to fight people for. So, like, if you want to come up and you really feel like, you know, I am committed to Arby's, listen, call in at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, and tell people how you don't have any respect for yourself. If you, because you eat Arby's, and if you ever, and if you are the type of person who does eat Arby's, and you don't want to call in because you feel like I just bullied you, you can go to arbysvodka.com, and you can buy some fry flavored vodka yourself. So there is. Now this is an interesting story. I'm going to leave you with, because all the other interesting stories I was going to leave you with are sad, like how a student was suspended after she told school administrators she had been sexually assaulted. They suspended her. How two people stole a gas furnace in Winnipeg and then passed out because they didn't cut the gas line off. So that, you know, or about how, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse, they can't find enough non-racist jurors to stand trial for him, and they won't let black people stand jury because that's just how it works. And so they can't find enough non-racist juries. And I say non-racist, like people who have, like, made overt racist statements. But anyways, but this last statement I'm going to leave you with. Do I talk about the couple, how the couple sues fertility clinic after mother gives birth to a stranger's baby, or how the SpaceX astronauts wearing diapers following a broken toilet?
I'm
going to
go with diapers, please.
Diapers, okay. Okay, we can say that couple one from next week because I still want to talk about it. Like, how do you give birth to a stranger's baby if it came out of you? You know, I don't know. What does that even sound like? Do you keep the baby or not? I don't know. Anyways, SpaceX astronauts had to wear diapers following a broken toilet. The SpaceX astronauts are rocking diapers on their trip back to Earth after a toilet on the company's Dragon capsule broke in advance from their journey from the International Space Station. A 20-hour trip Sundays, they'll make it home, but they have to wear diapers because the tube that was unglued in their spaceship spilled urine everywhere. And so, like, could you imagine if you're like, wow, they don't even have the urine tube screwed in? Like, this spaceship might not make it back. That's, like, my first thing. Yeah, I'm like, this rickety-ass piece of shit thing, you can't even take a piss in it.
But also, thank God it was just pee-pee. It was just pee-pee.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I
they
mean...
They could have discovered that grave error with something else.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, I mean, I've honestly, from my experiences, is that I've been on a boat before where we didn't have a toilet, and